Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. Microsoft just ripped 14% higher in a single month, hit a 10-month high, and Bill Ackman is reportedly swapping out of Amazon and into MSFT. The AI software fears that crushed this stock earlier in the year are suddenly gone. But here's the real question. After a 48% surge off the June lows, is the market getting ahead of itself, or is the street finally pricing this thing correctly? We're not here for the hype. We're plugging Microsoft into MarketSnap's valuation model to see what's actually priced in. Does the math back the move? Let's set the stage. Microsoft is trading right around $513 a share, putting the market cap at a staggering $3.8 trillion. That makes it one of the most valuable companies on the planet. Over the past week, the stock is up about 7%. Over the past month, it's up over 30%, but zoom out to the one-year view, and it's basically flat. Up less than 1%. That's the whole story of 2026 in a nutshell. A brutal drawdown in the first half, and then a violent recovery off the June lows. The six-month performance is up about 31%, and over 5 years, this thing has compounded at nearly 70%. Not bad for a company that's been around since 1975. For those who somehow don't know, Microsoft is the global software and cloud infrastructure giant headquartered in Redmond, Washington, led by CEO Satya Nadella. And Nadella's track record speaks for itself. His total compensation has grown from $18 million in 2015 to $96.5 million today. And shareholders aren't complaining, because under his watch, Azure cloud sales crossed the $100 billion annual run rate, and the stock has multiplied several times over. Microsoft employs about 223,000 people, and it operates across productivity software, cloud services, gaming, search advertising, LinkedIn, and enterprise services. It's a diversified tech conglomerate with a beta just over 1.1, and it pays a dividend of $3.64 per share, yielding roughly 0.7%. Now let's talk about where the money actually comes from, because this is a critical part of understanding the bull case. In fiscal year 2026, Microsoft generated nearly $332 billion in total revenue. That's up from $282 billion the year before, an 18% jump. The crown jewel remains server products and cloud services, which brought in about $129 billion. That's your Azure business, and it's the engine driving the AI narrative. Right behind it, Microsoft 365 commercial products and cloud services delivered roughly $102 billion. That's the Office and productivity suite that enterprises can't live without. Xbox contributed about $22 billion. LinkedIn, which Nadella bought back in 2016 for $26 billion, is now doing nearly $20 billion in annual revenue. Windows brought in $17 billion. Search advertising, driven by Bing and the OpenAI partnership, added about $15 billion. And then you've got Dynamics, enterprise services, and consumer subscriptions filling out the rest. Geographically, the United States accounts for about $171 billion, with international markets contributing $161 billion. So it's a truly global business, with roughly half the revenue coming from outside the U.S. Let's dig into the earnings picture, because this is where the recent rally gets its fuel. In the most recent quarter, fiscal Q3 2026, Microsoft delivered revenue of $82.9 billion, up 18% year over year. That's an acceleration from prior quarters. The market had been worried that AI monetization was slowing, but the Azure growth numbers put those fears to bed. For the full fiscal year 2026, net income came in at nearly $134 billion, up from $102 billion the prior year. That's a 31% jump in profitability. Diluted earnings per share hit $17.95, up from $13.64. Gross margin expanded to 68%, and operating income grew to $155 billion. The operating leverage here is remarkable. Revenue grew 18%, but operating income grew 21%. Now, there is a real concern on the cash flow side, and we'll get to that in a moment, but the headline numbers are undeniably strong. Management commentary from the Q3 call was notably upbeat. The key message was that AI capacity is selling. Demand is not the problem. Azure growth was driven by AI services, and management indicated that the capacity constraints that plagued earlier quarters are starting to ease as new data centers come online. They also flagged that foreign currency would have a minor impact on revenue growth, less than 1 point, but would increase cost of goods sold growth by roughly 1 point in Q4. So the currency headwind is real, but it's manageable. The bigger strategic point from the call was around agentic AI and the enterprise adoption cycle. Microsoft is positioning itself as the platform layer for AI workloads, and the early data suggests that customers are consolidating around Azure rather than spreading spend across multiple clouds. Let's pull up the balance sheet and cash flow statements, because this is where the story gets more nuanced. Microsoft ended fiscal 2026 with about $21 billion in cash and equivalents, plus another $92 billion in total investments. Total assets came to $758 billion. The balance sheet remains fortress-like, with a current ratio of 1.23 and a debt-to-equity ratio of just 0.29. This company is not at risk of a liquidity crisis. But here's the thing that has some analysts concerned. Free cash flow came in at $67 billion for the year. That's actually down from $71 billion in fiscal 2025. And the reason is capital expenditure. Microsoft spent nearly $116 billion on property, plant, and equipment this year. That's almost double the $65 billion they spent last year. They are pouring money into AI data centers at an unprecedented pace. Operating cash flow actually grew to $183 billion, up from $136 billion. But the CapEx surge is eating into the free cash flow conversion. The free cash flow to net income ratio dropped to around 50%, which is well below the historical norm of 80 to 90%. This is the crux of the bear case right now. The market is asking, when does this massive AI infrastructure spend start translating into proportionally higher free cash flow? Return on equity is still excellent at 33%, and return on invested capital is over 20%. But the cash conversion lag is real. Let's break this down with a proper SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths. Microsoft's competitive moat is as wide as any in tech. The Azure Cloud Platform is the number two player globally, and it's growing faster than the market. The Microsoft 365 ecosystem has an installed base that is essentially unshakable. Switching costs for enterprises are enormous, and the strategic partnership with OpenAI gives Microsoft early access to frontier AI models, which they're integrating across every product line. Gross margins of 68% and net margins of 40% are best in class for a company of this scale. Now the weaknesses. The CapEx intensity is a double-edged sword. Spending $116 billion on infrastructure in a single year is a massive bet. And if AI demand softens, or if the ROI on these data centers takes longer than expected, it will pressure margins and free cash flow. There's also the cash conversion issue we just discussed. The gap between reported earnings and actual cash generation is widening. And Microsoft is so large now that even 18% revenue growth requires enormous absolute dollar additions to move the needle. Opportunities. Agentic AI is the next wave, and Microsoft is well-positioned with Copilot and its AI agent platform. The services now comparison is interesting. Competitors are seeing huge traction in agentic AI, and Microsoft is investing heavily to capture that same demand. There's also the continued shift of workloads to the cloud, which is still in early innings globally. And the gaming business, with Xbox and the Activision acquisition, provides a consumer-facing growth vector that's largely uncorrelated with enterprise IT spend. And the threats. Competition in AI infrastructure is intense. Amazon, Google, and now even Nvidia are pushing into areas that overlap with Microsoft's cloud business. There's regulatory risk, both in the US and Europe, around cloud dominance and AI partnerships. And there's the macro risk that enterprise IT budgets tighten if the economy slows, which would hit Azure growth and the commercial software business simultaneously. Now let's talk about the recent price action, because it's been nothing short of dramatic. Microsoft just sealed its longest winning streak of the year, and the stock is up 48% from the June low. That's a massive move in just a couple of months. The stock is hitting 10-month highs, and there's genuine debate about whether a new all-time high is next. The one-month performance is up over 30%, which is extraordinary for a company of this size. For context, that's the kind of move you'd expect from a small-cap growth story. Small, not a $3.8 trillion mega-cap. The rally has been driven by a combination of strong earnings, easing AI software fears, and a broader rotation back into mega-cap tech. But here's the thing to keep in mind. After a 30% one-month move, the stock is technically extended. The short-term momentum is clearly bullish, but buying after a vertical move like this carries real risk of a pullback. The one-year return is still basically flat, which means all of this recent gains are just recovering what was lost earlier in the year. All right, let's get to the part that actually matters. What is Microsoft worth? We ran MSFT through MarketSnap's valuation engine, and the setup here is interesting. The model uses a forward price-to-earnings approach as the primary engine, with a discounted cash flow model as the supporting validation. And the confidence level is high, because we have solid analyst estimates and a long history of positive free cash flow. For a mature compounder like Microsoft, the forward PE approach makes sense. You're looking at a company with predictable earnings growth, a dominant market position, and a business model that generates massive recurring revenue. The DCF model serves as a sanity check on whether the growth assumptions embedded in the multiple are realistic. So what does the model actually say? MarketSnap's fair value estimate for Microsoft lands somewhere around $370 per share. Now, with the stock trading at roughly $510, that means MSFT is trading above our rough fair value zone. The model is suggesting that the market has gotten ahead of the fundamentals, at least based on the assumptions we're using. The gap between price and fair value is roughly 25 to 30%. Now, before you panic, let me explain what's driving this. The forward PE engine is applying a multiple of 16 times forward earnings, which is actually a significant discount to Microsoft's historical average of around 33 times. The model is being deliberately conservative here because of the massive CapEx intensity we discussed. The DCF engine, which uses a 9% discount rate and 2.5% perpetual growth, also lands in a similar neighborhood. The key drivers are the free cash flow conversion ratio, which we've modeled at roughly 68 to 72% of net income over the next 5 years, and the terminal PE of 25 times. If you assume Microsoft can get back to its historical cash conversion rates of 80 to 90% as the AI build-out matures, the fair value moves substantially higher. If you think the CapEx cycle is the new normal and cash conversion stays depressed, the fair value comes down. Here's the thing. These are model estimates, and they swing heavily based on your assumptions. If you disagree with our inputs, you can plug in your own growth or discount rate assumptions on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com and see how the number shifts. The point isn't that the model is right and the market is wrong. The point is that at $510, you're paying a premium to what a conservative, cash flow-focused valuation suggests. So what's my take on Microsoft? Let me be direct with you. I think Microsoft is a phenomenal business, but I also think the stock is priced for near perfection right now. The recent rally has been driven by genuine fundamental strength. Azure is accelerating, the AI narrative is intact, and the earnings beat was real. But the market has a tendency to overcorrect in both directions. Earlier this year, the stock was beaten down because of AI software fears. Now it's surging, because those fears are fading. The truth is probably somewhere in the middle. Here's the bull case. Microsoft is the most diversified way to play the AI revolution. You get the cloud infrastructure, the productivity software, the enterprise distribution, and the consumer exposure. The competitive moat is enormous. The balance sheet is fortress-like, and management has a proven track record of navigating major technology transitions. If you're a long-term investor, Microsoft is the kind of company you want to own. But here's the bear case. The free cash flow conversion is lagging, CapEx is at record levels, and the stock is trading above what our model suggests is fair value. If you're buying at $510 after a 30% one-month rally, you're paying up for the optimism. And the five-year outlook from our model suggests roughly flat returns from here. If you put $10,000 in today, the base case suggests you'd have somewhere around $9,800 in 5 years. That's not a compelling risk-reward for new money. My honest take? Microsoft is a great company, but the entry point matters. If you're a long-term investor who wants exposure, dollar-cost averaging into a position over time makes sense. But if you're looking to deploy a lump sum right now, I'd wait for a pullback. The stock has run too far, too fast, and the valuation is stretched relative to the cash flow reality. What do you think about MSFT? Leave your take in the comments below. I read them all. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.